95.9 The River. That is Journey, Love and Touch and Squeeze. And I am McKay in the Morning. It is 8:07 on a Feel Good Friday, Mother's Day weekend, May 8th, 2009. Let's get you up first and foremost. Come on.
Get up, 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 get up.
We're going to be talking with John Everson, who is a local author out of Naperville. Good morning, first of all. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the success of your books. You have two of them, and I know Sacrifice is basically new. And is this, does this follow up on Covenant? Are they a combo book?
They do. Sacrifice is a direct sequel, although you can read it all by itself. It's got everything you need to know within it.
It'll stand alone, but if you have Covenant, it is a sequel.
Correct.
Great. Same characters and all that stuff. Well, that's great. Well, welcome to the program. At 8:20 this morning, we're going to talk in depth with John. But tell me just a few of the things that you've done in your life. I mean, you've written for magazines.
I started out as a journ major, which is the lead character in my books, is also a reporter. So I've done reporting for the Southtown Economist and the Star newspapers here, and I ran a music column there for 20 years, actually. Just ended a year and a half ago. So.
Wow. So music, and what made you turn to the dark side, so to speak?
Well, I blame the Twilight Zone and the Outer Limits.
Yeah. I totally understand that. And you're talking the Twilight Zone, the original show, not the Stephen King later
The original
years.
And the original Night Stalker program.
Oh, Kolchak. That was an awesome show.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was all about the black and white and early television,
the dark
macabre.
Yeah, we just lost him a couple years ago, didn't we, the Night Stalker?
Yes. In fact, it was kind of creepy because I had just signed on to, or I just finished a Night Stalker story for an anthology. After Covenant came out, someone got aware of me and said, hey, do you want to write a story about the Night Stalker? And I was like, absolutely.
Actor's name?
Darren
McGavin.
McGavin.
Yeah. Now, he wasn't the father in A Christmas Story, was he?
I think he was.
Yeah. He was the fire. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, John Everson has a couple books out. We'll go into detail about what they're all about. But first, let's get a check of your news. Rather quickly, we shall. And 60 degrees at Frontier Park in Naperville. John Everson, local author out of Naperville. We will talk more to him and give away some books next on the river. The River, starting a revolution. The Beatles, 95.9theriver.com. If you prefer to listen to us online, just keep in mind, wherever you go all weekend long, you can always take us with you, and we're happy to follow you along. 12 o'clock today, I will be at the Westfield Lewis Joliet Mall. Cinemark Theater grand opening. Nate is going to be there. Our intern Jeff is going to be there. 12 to 1, and it's a beautiful theater. We have the same type of theater. I live in Evanston. We have the exact same Cinemark-type theater that they built there, and they are absolutely beautiful. It's the only place where you can really see John. John Everson is a local author, and I've been saying Everson. I'm so sorry. Bram Stoker Award-winning author of the novels Covenant and Sacrifice, just out. In these theaters, you know, when you watch a 3D movie like Journey to the Center of the Earth or something like that, a lot of places they don't play properly because they're not on silver screens. Uh-huh. So they're not ready for the digital. They have, I think, 4 silver screen 3D digital type things here. And Nate went over to a couple of premieres and said that this is true digital DVD, and it's amazing. So I watched the Journey to the Center of the Earth, and I was bummed out because nothing, it's just gray and pink and ugly colors. House of Wax. Do you remember that movie?
The original?
Yeah.
Not Paris.
No.
Yes.
The House of Wax with Vincent Price.
Brilliant film.
Brilliant film. They re-released it in 1972, and that's when I went to an actual theater and saw it, and I remember the opening scene where the guy's using with a paddle ball, right, and it's coming at your face like circus. That movie creeped me out, but it was a great movie. And you're kind of into the macabre, but you didn't start that way. I mean, has it always been part of your life?
Writing always has been. I started out as a science fiction kid, actually. I was a Star Trek boy.
Right.
So I'm actually really looking forward to this coming week.
Saying it's great, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Even if you're not a Trekkie, they say it's a great, entertaining movie.
It looks like it's going to be just an action-packed, fun ride.
So. And what they can do now with technology.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you were into Star Trek and that kind of stuff. And then, you know, what made you go to this genre? Because you've written for magazines. There's a whole scene out there that I don't know about because I'm reading a list of some of the magazines that you've written for and the people that have read your book, Cemetery Dance, Hell Notes, Gothic Review, Sinisteria Magazine. I mean, there's a whole cult out there that follows this stuff.
Oh, there is. And actually, if you go, part of it's tied into the horror movies. And if you looked on the magazine shelf in any of your bookstores, you'll see all these weird magazines that are following horror films.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little harder to find horror magazines that cater to fiction, but you can find them. And that's when I first started writing, I wanted to write science fiction because that's what I grew up watching
sure.
and reading. But every time I wrote a science fiction story, it ended with a weird twist, sort of Twilight Zone-esque.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, I realized that if I was trying to do aliens and spaceships, that was sounding false because that really wasn't what the ideas were coming from. And so I dropped that and I just started focusing on the creepy stories.
Well, tell me about Covenant. It says a joy to read from Cemetery Dance. And this book is the winner of the Bram Stoker Award.
Right.
Which, congratulations.
Thank you. Covenant actually came out in 2004, believe it or not, in a tiny little small press edition. It was a hardcover, signed, numbered, sort of a collector's edition.
Okay.
From an Indiana press. And that's the edition that won the Bram Stoker Award. A couple of years later, the sequel came out also in the small press, Sacrifice.
Uh-huh.
And shortly after that is when I signed to New York for two books to re-release these in paperback. And that's what's happening now. They're finally out and available so people can read them.
So Covenant and then Sacrifice is a follow-up, and it's, what did you call it again? A companion?
It's a standalone sequel.
Standalone sequel. So whether you read Covenant or not, Sacrifice is the second of the books from John Everson. And you're out of Naperville, right?
I am.
And you grew up Southsider?
Yeah, I grew up in Tinley Park, actually, and went to Marion Catholic High School
very
out
nice.
In Chicago Heights.
So. It's always nice when local people succeed. And how do you like Naperville? I love that little town.
Naperville is great. I mean, we wanted to live here for years and years because my wife's uncle lived up here.
Mm-hmm.
So it was. We lived in Darien for several years and just moved over here a couple of years ago.
So are your kids, do you have children?
My son, Sean, he's going to be four this summer.
Oh, he's too young to even know. I have a five-year-old, Hunter, so. And a Shane, who is a 17-year-old, and you have a Sean, who's four. But he's not into this stuff yet. Does he see, because I'm sure you collect stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. He comes into my office, and Dada, what's that skull there?
Something you will learn about later, son, in the Covenant. So what is the Covenant? Who is the actual person in the Covenant? What's the story about?
Sure. Covenant is sort of a reporter story, which plays off my background since mm-hmm. I started as a reporter. It's a reporter who leaves the big city to escape sort of his dark past and goes to a small town, which, of course, has its own dark past. There's a suicide off the cliff outside of town to start the book, and he wants to do, you know, kind of the three-part why teen suicide, you know, is bad, what to watch for. And no one will talk to him about it. They won't let him do the story, and he thinks that's weird, so he digs in. Pretty soon he finds out, well, there's been a suicide off this cliff on the same date every year for 100 years.
Oh, boy.
So then he knows, well, maybe it's not a serial killer or suicide because it's been going on a little too long for any of that.
Kind of a cultish thing, maybe.
Something dark has the town in its hand.
Oh, very nice. Well, that is Covenant and followed by Sacrifice. John Everson is the author. Now, you can log on to John Everson, that's Everson.com, or he has his MySpace.com/John Everson. And check out, you know, his fiction. He does art and music. You've done a lot.
I've tried to be creative with my life, yes.
Right. And it's good. It's good when you can do that. But best of luck on these books you're going to be signing. Where, when, and how?
I will be at the Bolingbrook Borders store tonight down on Weber Road at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And then tomorrow we have an action-packed day. I'll be out at the Barnes & Noble in Oakbrook around lunchtime for the early afternoon. Then I'm heading out to do a Borders in DeKalb.
Nice. And that'll be like 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
I think that's about 7 o'clock. They do something called Borders Night Out.
Oh, nice. Well, keep in mind, DeKalb is listening to this radio station, so it'll be after 7, you said?
Yes.
Oh, great. So meet John Everson. Bolingbrook, you're there tonight?
Yes, tonight at 7 o'clock.
And then Oakbrook tomorrow at noon,
right.
Around lunchtime, and then DeKalb after 7. Signing Covenant and Sacrifice. Well, thank you so much. If you want to log on to 959theriver.com under events, you will find out your complete, you already know what it is, but if the listeners want to go out and meet John Everson out of Naperville, you'll sign the books for him.
I'd be happy to. We'll talk to them.
And we're going to give away three right now? Okay, well, let's take three callers. We have two copies of Sacrifice, one of Covenant at 630-585-7529. The first three callers, 585-PLAY, and John will actually sign the book to your name. I mean, I think that's kind of a cool idea. We've got your history lesson coming up, but now we're going to get a check of traffic with Danielle Tufano. If we can roll the renditions edition of the traffic jingle. If you can start that for me, Nate. Frontier Park in Naperville. Do we have a winner there that we can go to, Mr. Nate? Put someone on hold. Here we go. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lyrica.
Erica?
Lyrica.
Lyrica. Boy, that's a very nice name. Is it L-Y-R-I-C-A?
No, not close.
Well, why don't you tell me how to spell it, Lyrica?
L-Y-R-K-A.
Oh, L-Y-R-K-A. Well, John Everson is going to sign you a book. How about that?
Terrific. Thank you.
And do you like this kind of story?
I do. It's one of my favorite kind of genres.
Well, Covenant. And so it's L-Y-R-K-A.
Yes.
Right? Okay, good. Well, John is going to sign your book. John, do you have it spelled right now?
I think I've got it. I think I want to use it. That's a great name.
Yeah, can he use it in a story?
I would be honored.
Oh, well, you hold on 1 second. We're going to get the rest of your information and get that book out to you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you. 95.9 The River. It's Santana Banana. It's the name game, Evil Ways. And also, John Everson is still here. He has written a couple of books, Covenant and Sacrifice, many magazine articles. He is a reporter. He's going to stay here and listen in on our early morning our history lesson. This is where we find out what happened on this day in history. Right now, as a matter of fact, and we'll go back.
You've got to come back with me.
Where?
Back to the future. Mm-hmm.
Today is May 8th, 128th day of the year. 237 days remain in 2009. Today is Military Spouse Appreciation Day. It is World Red Cross Day. And today is National Coconut Cream Pie Day. It was on this day in 1886 that Coca-Cola was first sold. Coke or Pepsi, John?
Coke.
Yeah, my wife too. Big Coke. I drink Diet Coke. On this day in 1956, Alfred E. Newman first appeared on...
No idea.
Oh, Alfred E. Newman. Freckled Red Hair Magazine.
Mad Magazine.
Yeah, absolutely correct. On this day in 1970, the album Let It Be by the Beatles was released. About the same time they broke up, isn't it? On this day in 1978, David Berkowitz, a.k.a. the Son of Sam, pled guilty to killing 6 people in New York City. 1984, here's something you may know. Joni and Chachi got married on Happy Days. You know that, John?
Yeah, because that was the spinoff show. Yeah. Joni loves Chachi, right?
Yeah, that's right. On this day in 1985, New Coke hit store shelves on their 99th anniversary. Didn't do very well.
Shouldn't have.
They went back to Old Coke very quickly. On this day in 92, Will Smith and Sherry Zampino got married. I didn't last very long.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does. On this day in 1994, George Papard, a.k.a. Colonel Hannibal Smith on the A-Team, died.
That's you, Scott.
Yeah, I know. That's what you said I look like him. That's before I colored my hair for the TV. On this day in 1999, former Different Strokes star Dana Plato died of an accidental drug overdose. Are there any drug overdoses, for the most part, that people, it's not an accident?
Like the positive overdose,
yeah.
The good one?
Yeah, you know, I had all intention of dying from those drugs, so good for me. 34, she was. On this day in 2006, Tom Cruise ended his feud, oh, come on, with Brooke Shields by sending her a gift basket for her baby. Whatever, get over it. And let's see, celebrating birthdays today. Happy birthday to Enrique Iglesias, 34, Melissa Gilbert. Remember her?
Loved her.
Yeah, what show was she on?
She was on Little House of the Prairie.
Yes, and she was the cutest of the kids. She had those little beaver teeth, freckles, 45. Bill Cowher is 52. David Keith, he's been around a long time. He's 55. Alex Van Halen, what band's he with, John?
Van Halen.
He's 56. Philip Bailey, what band's he with?
I don't know.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, lead singer. Philip Bailey is 58. Gary Glitter. Is he in jail still for molesting children?
He
allegedly,
is.
Yeah.
Well, he had a kiddie porn ring going.
Yeah, allegedly, something like that.
That was you, Jeff. Yeah.
John, everybody, he'll be here all week.
The good news is he officially turns a senior citizen 65, so he's got his discount kiddie coupon card. Oh. Tony Tennille is 69, and Don Rickles, 83, still insulting America. So that is our history lesson for this. May 8th, 2009. Once again, John Everson, a great author, a local guy, little dark side stuff. Check out his book, Covenant and Sacrifice. He will be signing Bolingbrook tonight, or this afternoon.
No, tonight at 7.
Tonight at 7. Borders. Sorry. And then Oak Brook Borders tomorrow at noon, and then 7 o'clock in DeKalb at Borders.
Right.
Very nice. Well, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Enjoy your weekend, and happy Mother's Day to your wife.
And to all mothers out there.
All mothers out there, deservedly so. We'll be back with some, serious gossip coming up on the river.